Hello.
Hey, God, how are you?
I'm good. Is this Sam?
Yes, this is Sam from Arbor Design Agency. Is this a good time to talk?
Okay, great. Yeah, it's fine. I'm just sitting here with my wife. She's at the doctor, so I'm just waiting for her to go back.
Okay, that's great. So, how was your weekend? How's the bar? What do you have there?
Not bad, not bad. Same old stuff, it's getting hotter here. You're in Texas, or where are you guys located?
Sorry?
You're in, where are you guys located?
We are in San Jose, California.
Oh, you're in California, San Jose. I
Yes,
don't know where
San
that is,
Jose.
but I'm. Oh, okay.
Where you are?
Okay. I'm in Texas.
At Texas. In which city?
Plano, Texas.
Plano, Texas. Okay, that's great. Right. We are in San Jose, California. Well, Rashad, actually, I just let you know. I'm a project manager, right? And I will be helping out to complete your project. So, if it's possible to you, Rashad, could you let me know about your little bit about your business so we make sure that you and I on the same page?
Yeah, of course. So we do property preservation. And so what that entails is we're doing general construction. And so we're doing basically, we build houses from scratch. We do home additions. We do renovations of homes. We do clean outs for banks of properties. We do general cleanings. What else do we do? Anything kind of in that construction arena. Piping, we do plumbing, electrical work.
So basically, you are doing construction work and a cleaning service. What type of
We're
construction
doing.
are you doing? You are just building a house or what?
Well, we do a little bit of everything. So, like, if you do you know anything about property preservation?
Yes, a little bit, but I need to make sure, like, what's your exactly the business nature is.
Okay. So basically the way we want the website to look is we want it to be a three tier, well, we want it to have three tiers basically, right? So the first tier is going to be general construction. And that's going to be building houses from scratch, right? That's going to be doing home additions, roofing, renovations, right? And then the next tier will be light stuff like lock changes, window changes, flooring, tiling, things of that nature, right?
Okay, I got your point. I got your point.
And
So,
then wait, and we got one more tier. The last tier is going to be the last tier will be demolition and clean outs. So we do clean outs, entire clean outs of properties, commercial and residential, but we also do general cleaning. All right, sweetie. I'm gonna be outside. I'm gonna take this call outside.
Okay, that's great.
So
Yes, please go ahead.
what's that?
No, you go ahead, please. You were saying something.
No. I finished up. I said, basically that's what we're doing in terms of the three tiers. So I think I sent you a list. I think I added that to the website, a list of everything we do.
Right, I just opened your brief form, which you did. Send it to us, right? And reservations such as tiling, painting, roofing, windows, lawn service. We also perform general contracting services, construction, home
Right.
additions, residence. Okay, so basically, what I understand, right? Basically, you are only just providing services to your client. That's it, right? You are not selling something. Am I right?
Well, yeah, we don't, we don't sell a product. We sell our service. That's exactly correct.
Right, and I need to make sure that will you take any payments through your website, or did you charge anything through your website for your service, or you will not charge through your website, or you once you will be visit to your client house or place, then you will charge to them.
That's a good point. I'm not really sure, what's the best way, because if we do if we let folks, if we charge folks via the website, I don't. That's not problematic, right? I mean, charging through the website, it's pretty simple stuff, right?
Mm-hmm. What I can do, I can suggest you, right, in this way. So my opinion is that you will not charge through your website for the service, because sometimes the customer get skeptical to pay you before getting a service, right? So
right.
What I'm thinking, because as for my experience, I can say this, you can only just get an appointment through your website. Let's take an example, in a day, you can give 10 appointments to your client, or a client can book 10 appointments through your website, and you're able to just
okay.
ten bookings or to 10, ten
yeah.
you know, visiting, you can visit 10 houses in a day. So we can do one thing. We just create a service-based website, and according to the website, if let's take an example, I am the customer, I just visit your site and just I want any demolition service, so I just select the service and go ahead and book the appointment according to that service. Whatever the timing you will be show to your clients over the website, I will select the time, let's say from 10 a.m. till 11 a.m. So I want this booking between this timing. I will go ahead and book the service, and once I will book
right.
the service, you will have all the details from my hand by email. You will just contact me back, right, Sam, you have booked this service, so where we have to come, or what type of service you want, or whatever thing you want, you will just talk them person, right? So once you will talk them, you will visit their place, right, and you can discuss your service charges and all that stuff. Or you can mention your service charges over the website, right, but you can, this is my opinion, you cannot take any payment through your website, because this service-based site, customer gets skeptical to pay you the service charges before they getting it. So that's the thing, right?
Right.
Yeah, that makes total sense. But I would like that. That's a good idea. I think definitely that. But I also would like a place where people can apply for contractors can apply to the company to become a contractor, a subcontractor, or apply for an employment. So an employment page where people can submit, submit their credentials or submit an application to, you know what I mean, where we have subcontractors that can come and apply for subcontracting for the company, right? So we want a place like that, and we want a contact page, too, where they're going to have information about how to get a hold of us. You know what I need from you? I need the domain. I need the domain in order to get a Google number.
Yes.
Yeah, can you send me the domain? Okay, perfect. Perfect.
I can help you out with the domain name. Don't worry about that. You will get all the things from us, right? Whatever we need to build this website. So, my one quick question I want to raise here. You mentioned that you have a contractor. What are the exact purpose for that on your website? I want to, let's take an example. I am a contractor. I just come over your site. So, what happened next? Or if I'm the customer,
so you go to my.
If I'm the customer, I want to connect with the contractor. So what's happened, right? I will just fill out the form on behalf of the contractor, and you will connect me with your contractor, or what happened exactly? I want to make sure that thing, what the thing exactly you want.
Yeah, okay. So if somebody wants, let's say, for instance, you want to work for our company, right?
Uh-huh.
Hold on. If you want to work... You would be applying, filling out an application,
okay.
right? But
uh-huh.
if you just wanted to reach out to a specific contractor, then you will or send something to our email address. Hold on. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Go ahead, please.
Okay, so you would call our number or go to our email address to get a hold of somebody, and the number. You're going to have three different numbers. You're going to have myself, you're going to have Keno, you're going to have Dwayne, or you're going to have our general office number.
Mm-hmm. So basically, you're saying if I'm the customer, I want to connect with the contractor or I want to work with you. So I just fill out, come over to your side and I fill out a form, right? Once I fill out the form, then you will contact with me directly. That's your one exactly?
Exactly. Exactly.
So basically, that the thing is that if I want to get a job with you, I want to do work with you, right? So I just fill out a form and you will reach me back and you can discuss with me what type of work I want to do with you, right?
Exactly. Exactly.
Got
But I
it.
would like to have an application that they can fill out that says, "Hey, am I a single contractor? Am I part of a company? Do I have employees?" All that information, so that way we can vet the subcontractors just by looking at their application.
So what we can do, we will just create a form, which is a complete application form I will create for you and upload it on your site. And I will give them option like they can select from the drop-down menu. They're having an option like single contractor or whatever the option you want to give them. I just open the form. I will
Okay.
select the form field like I want like a single contractor or contractor, whatever the fields you what you like to show there. I will select them and I'll fill out all the information, right? Once I will fill out the information, you will get all the information by email. Then you will contact me back.
Okay. Okay,
This
perfect.
is the easiest way and this is a very user-friendly thing the client easily can use each and everything. You know what? The
Okay.
website makes like a very user-friendly thing. If your website is user-friendly, you will get customers and customer satisfaction as
Right.
well. So that's the thing. So basically, I
Okay.
understand. Yeah, what I understand completely, you are just providing a service to your clients, right? And as per our discussion, we will just book an appointment functionality. We need to be integrated with your form. And so according to the timing, according to each and everything, your client like book an appointment and you can call them and discuss whatever charges you are facing. Or we can do one more thing. We can just show the charges under the services description. Then the client would know this thing, the how many charges are you charging for this server. So they can fill out the form accordingly.
Well, we want to, for a client, I guess they can submit, we would want maybe an application for the client for type of work they want, but we would have to discuss, because normally with this kind of business, you have to go walk through the home to figure out
Exactly.
how much you're going to charge. It's going to be based on the size of the house, the area where the house is, you know, so it's too many dynamics, too many variables to consider to give them a just a general pricing. You get what I mean? So we always say pricing is discussed in person, you know. So
That's
but
perfect.
what they can do is fill up
This
what
is
they
please
what they
go
can
ahead.
do is fill out an application. I was gonna say they can fill out an application to let us know what kind of work they need from us.
No problem with that. So what I can do now, you already fill out the form, right? And I'm going to forward this form to the production team, right? Let me explain you the procedure, what the procedure we are going to be follow to complete your site. Could you let me know, like, I believe so, you are not in the rush to complete this project or you have any deadline to complete this project.
For the website, no, we don't have a deadline.
You don't have a time. You are flexible with the time, right? That's great. So let me explain you the procedure, right? How the we will follow the work, right? And how the we will complete your site. We have four steps, okay, to make sure to we will complete your site in the four steps. First step is that once you fill out the form, I'm going to forward this form to the production team. As per your form, as per our discussion, I will forward all the things to the production, and production will make two initial designs for you, okay, and within 48 business hours. Let's say today is Monday, right? I will forward today.
Yeah.
Wednesday morning, I will have two initial designs for your website. I will forward with you.
Okay.
So once you will have the design, so what you will have to do, just focus on the layout of the design, because right now we will use stock images and dummy text on it to represent you how the website look like. Because the picture,
okay,
the content, each and everything can be changeable as per your feedback, right? So as right
okay.
now, I will just use the stock images and dummy text to show you the how the website look like. So two designs I will share with you, and then then you will just have to focus on the layout, right? Once you will select the layout, right, then we will move to the second step, and the second step would be to create your inner pages. And what does it mean, the inner pages? Is inner pages means like about us page, your services page, under the services, how
okay.
many services you are offering. I need to create those pages as well, then the description pages as well, then booking appointment thing, and contact us form, and the other pages, like whatever the pages in the, you have mentioned the brief form, I will create those pages for you, right? So that is called a second step.
Okay.
I will go ahead, once you finalize the layout, right, then we will move to the inner pages. I will create the inner pages for you. Once I will create the inner pages for you, then we will move to the third step, and the third step would be to making changes on the design. Let's take an example. If you want to change pictures, you will let me know, Sam, I want to change this picture, and this picture. I will make changes for you. And you will provide me the complete content. If you don't have any content, so I have a professional content writer, we will provide you the service as well. Otherwise, if you have all the content, so you will provide me the services description about your company, like we need to upload anything else under the About Us page. So you will provide me your about company introduction, what you are doing, how long have you been in this business, each and everything, you know. So you will provide me these content, then I will go ahead and upload them on your site. Once we will upload them on your site, Yeah, according to your feedback, we will go ahead and change your pictures. If you want to add new section, or if you want to remove any section, we will go ahead and just remove and add those section for you, right? Then once we will done with that, then we will move to the fourth step and go ahead and launch your site.
Okay, so with the About Us and the company description, do you need individual pictures of each of the owners? And bios, like, you know, like almost a little snippet about who we are.
It depends on you, like how many information you want to share with your clients. It's totally depend on you. What you can do, that's why I'm saying to you, once we will create your inner pages, so as per the inner pages, you will provide me the details. Or if you want to add additional thing on there, it's totally up to you. That's why I'm saying to you, whatever thing you want to add, whatever thing you want to remove, whatever thing you want to change, you can do it easily. As per your feedback, we can do anything. Right, once we will go ahead and launch your site, then after that, I will provide you the complete training, like which is help you out in the future to make sure if you want to make any changes in the future on your site, so you can do it easily by your own self. I will provide you the complete training along with the video tutorial, which is help you out in the future to make the changes on your site. And in the future, if you need anything else to make the change from my hand, I will definitely help you out.
Okay, perfect.
Okay, so at this moment, Rashad, anything else need to be done or anything else need to be asked from my hand, so you please go ahead and ask me any question in your mind, anything else so far.
No, Sam. I think we're good, man. I think you explained it very well.
Okay, so whatever question in your mind in the future, if it will be raised, right? Definitely you will get back to me. I will assist you accordingly. And now I'm going to be forward this form to the production, right? And I will get back to you on Wednesday morning with two initial concepts, right?
Okay.
And then we will go from there. Okay?
Okay, perfect. Sounds
and
good
And meanwhile...
Me.
And sorry for that. And meanwhile, I will share the two logo concept as well on the Wednesday, hopefully. Okay?
Okay. All right. No problem.
Anything else, Rashad, from my hand?
No. Hey, you know, on Wednesday when we meet, is it possible to do a Zoom call?
Of course, we can. No problem with that.
Yeah, let's do a Zoom call because I want to get the other guys on the call as well to get their input as well, just to inform them and let them know what's going on.
No problem, Rashad. No problem. I will definitely do a Zoom call with you. No issue with that.
Anything okay, perfect. Works for me, man. Thank you, Sam.
No problem. Rashad.
No, we're good, man. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Rashad. Okay. What I can do, all right, I'm going to put down this phone and I'm going to forward all the details to the production and I will get back to you on Wednesday, hopefully. If I will not able to get back to you on Wednesday, definitely I will text you and I will let you know. Then we will reschedule a call on Thursday then, okay?
Not a problem.
No problem, Rashad. Thank you very much. If you need anything else,
okay,
you can text me, you can email me. I will definitely get back to you accordingly.
Okay. Thank you, Sam.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Nice talking with you. Take care. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye.